In 1892, there were four coal worker strikes taking place in North America. Only one was successful. The location of that strike and the people behind it will surprise you. It was a historic moment, and the story is today's American Country Song, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. Vincent Doc Palancia recounts the history of the coaling ladies of St. Thomas. They were women who carried nearly 100-pound loads of coal in wicker baskets to refuel the steamships that docked here. They could load a 50-ton ship in just 5 hours. But in the late 1800s, the silver used to pay their wages decreased in value due to a glut on the world market.
Well, one of the women who's a coaling lady on Hassel Island at the old Royal Mail Steam Packet Company in 1892, her name was Queen Kuzaya, and she starts singing, "A dollar for dollar, or we'll throw your coal in the harbor."
Soon the coaling ladies' singing turned to action.
Now you got four coaling companies on Hassel Island. Coaling is big business. You got 2,000 ships a year pulling in and out of this harbor. These coaling ladies go on strike. They actually shut down the harbor.
It was September of 1892, and the strike was about to have an immediate impact.
Queen Kuzaya the next day gets summoned to the fort, and she's told in no uncertain terms that she will no longer be paid in Mexican silver. She will now be paid in Danish gold. Now go back to work.
The coaling ladies had won the strike and made history in the process.
In 1892, you also have three other coal strikes going on in North America. One in West Virginia, one in Pennsylvania, one in Colorado. These are all male-led. They're violent, and they're not successful. This one here, it's female, successful, and it's the first all-female successful labor strike in the Western Hemisphere.
Doc and the St. Thomas Historical Trust give tours of Hassel Island, where you can see the remnants of the old steamship refueling days. Traveling the countryside on the island of St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, I'm Andrew McCray.